Coming up on episode number 1193, we've got 3 birthdays to celebrate today, as well as a special guest. Yeah, how about that? 2 episodes in a row with a special guest. Can't believe it. First off, we're celebrating the birthday of Buck Dharma from Blue Oyster Cult. He just turned 70 a couple days ago. Petula Clark turns 85 today, November 15th. And in a few days, Miley Cyrus is going to turn 25. Gosh, how quickly they all grow up. It is the Blue Oyster Cult Petula Clark and Miley Cyrus cover story. What? And it's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a little hulu. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, November 15th, 2017. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another triple cover story edition of the show. Coming up later in the show, we're going to listen to covers of and by Miley Cyrus and Petula Clark. But we're going to start the show off with covers of Blue Oyster Cult. Now, I teased a special guest at the top of this show. And boy, am I going to deliver here. Basically, I'm contractually obligated that anytime I do a cover story for Queen or Blue Oyster Cult, I've got to have this guy in the studio with me. He is a huge fan of both of those bands, and he's the guy who introduced me to a lot of music that I listen to today. His name is George, but we affectionately call him Uncle George. Welcome to the show, Uncle George.
Thank you, Nephew Brian. It's so great to be back here after so, so long.
It has been a long time.
Too long an absence.
Yeah, totally. I'm trying to remember what the last show is we had you on for. Obviously, you've been on Coverthon.
Yeah, except for the Coverthons, I think it was the this 70s show that we did where 70s artists covered other 70s artists.
That's right. Yeah, I think you're right. That sounds
which is probably
familiar.
About, I don't know, 5 years ago maybe?
Jeez. Okay, yeah, it has been a long time. But, you know, hey, I haven't done a Queen or a Blue Oyster Cult cover story since then, I don't think so.
That's the reason you're still breathing.
Actually, this is, I think, my first ever Blue Oyster Cult cover story. So,
Cool.
Yeah, so good thing I have you here. Let's go ahead and start with Blue Oyster Cult. And I'd be remiss if I didn't start with the biggest hit by Blue Oyster Cult. As George said before the show, I've got a fever, and the only prescription is Don't Fear the Reaper. Let's start off with a cover by a band called Vanshee, V-A-N-S-H-E. They recorded this for Bacardi, yes, Bacardi Rum, of all places. It was a Bacardi BeLive free download back in 2009. I love this version. Here is Vanshee and Don't Fear the Reaper.
Now they're gone.
Strikes 12 and moon drops burst out at you from the hiding place. Like acid and oil on a madman's face, his reasons tend to fly away. Like lesser birds on the four winds, yeah. Like silver scrapes in May. And now the sands become a crust, and most of you have gone away. Susie Dale, let's take a walk. I'm just out there upon the beach. I know you'll soon be married, and you want to know where winds come from. Well, it's never said at all on the map that Carrie reads. Behind the clock back there, you know, at the four winds bar.
one goes out there to Jimbo.
We'll be right back.
from the same album that spawned Total Eclipse of the Heart. That is Bonnie Tyler. Should have listened ahead and found out this had an outro like this.
Bonnie Tyler and all her kids.
Hey, let's grab an elementary school and see if we can get them to do a Blue Oyster Cult cover.
Yeah, very Jim Steinman touch.
Yeah, for sure. Going Through the Motions by Bonnie Tyler from the it was remastered in 1993, but 81, I think. Does that sound right? It was early 80s.
Maybe a little later, but that's okay. Right era.
Right around there. Faster Than the Speed of Night, Bonnie Tyler, and Going Through the Motions. Before that, Roadhouse Blues, a cover of The Doors song from the Harvester of Lives live album, which was recently remastered and re-released in 2016. Have you seen Blue Oyster Cult in concert?
Oh, only about 6 times.
Okay, I was wondering. Well, we talked, I think, on one of the other things. We were talking about a band that I was surprised you'd never seen live.
Yeah.
I can't remember who that was, but was it Queen?
Well, no, Queen I'd seen live only once until the Queen Adam Lambert show that we went to this past summer,
right.
Which was awesome.
It was really good, yeah, absolutely. So 6 times you've seen the Blue Oyster Cult, yeah. Okay.
And there is one I really regret missing.
Oh.
They came to town at a place called the Grizzly Rose for Halloween,
uh-huh.
And there are a few bands that just scream Halloween, and Blue Oyster Cult is one of them, so it would have been a really fun show to go see.
There would have at least been like 5 Reapers in the audience, probably. Wow, an intimate setting, Grizzly Rose, like a little bit closer.
And I did see them there about a year or two later.
Oh, did you?
Okay. I was right up there at the stage, so jeez, it was awesome.
Oh, that's really cool. Do they do, so that was Roadhouse Blues there. Do they do that as kind of a regular thing? I noticed it was a lot on a lot of different live albums.
Yeah, their most popular or most often played covers in concert are that and Born to Be Wild.
Mm, okay. Yep, which was going to be in the list. We switched it out because I've played that recently on Coverville. So we'll, but we do have another cover that I think is probably one they do live as well. Or is this just, well, we'll get to that when we get to that.
We'll get to that.
Yeah. Before that, Astronomy by Metallica, that one from the Garage Inc. album, classic all cover album by Metallica. And we start off the set with Van She and Don't Fear the Reaper, that one from the Bacardi B-side Free Downloads. I don't know if they're still available as free downloads, but I love that version right there. So if you like it too, look for it. I'm going to try and find a link when I put the show notes up so you can find your copy as well. So how did you get into Blue Oyster Cult? What was the thing that triggered it? Was it the single? Was it Don't
Back when
Reaper?
I was getting into music, mm-hmm. just really discovering that I liked the stuff that was being played on album rock stations, one of the ones that came out in 1975 was Don't Fear the Reaper.
Mm-hmm.
And after hearing it for a few weeks, I thought, you know, I really, really like this song. So I had been haunting the record stores on and off, and every once in a while I'd go check out the Blue Oyster Cult section. And finally I did get Agents of Fortune, the album that it's on, and I loved it, and I kept going back to record stores, you know, not having enough money. I could just sit there and drool over the cover artwork and check out the great titles like Flaming Telepaths and
Rex.
7 Screaming Dizbusters, and just wondering what those songs sounded like.
Oh, right, the song titles. What was the, not Tyrannosaurus Rex, what was it?
There was an album called Cultosaurus
Rex. Cultosaurus Rectus. Rectus. Yes, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Love that album cover. That's a great one. Very cool. All right, well, let's get into, let's see, was Godzilla also on Agents of Fortune, or was that
on? It was on the follow-up, Spectres.
Spectres, okay. So this is Godzilla. It's by a band called Fighting Gravity from the Ska cover-to-cover compilation from 1996. Love it. Here is Godzilla. Godzilla!
We'll be right back. see me now, a veteran of a thousand psychic wars. I've been living on the edge so long, where the winds of limbo roar. And I'm young enough to look at, far too old to see. What skies are on the inside. Well, I'm not sure if there's anything left of me.
It's rolling.
Let's do it. Roll.
My Baby by Blue Oyster Cult from the album Spectres from 1977. Was that a B-side added afterwards, or was that included on the original
release? Was a B-side added to the remastered version. And one of the most shocking Blue Oyster Cult songs.
It really is.
I'm used to them singing about motorcycle gangs and UFO invasions and ghouls who collect eyes, but Be My Baby, that was out of left field.
It totally was. I mean, Leader of the Pack might have been a little bit more appropriate if they were going to do
closer, yeah.
Anything from that era. Crazy. Yeah, that's a great cover by them, and actually keeps that Spectre, Phil Spectre wall of sound and the Ronnie Spectre echo and all that stuff. So it's
right.
It's a good homage to the original without sounding just like it. Before that, Veteran of the Psychic Wars by King Django and the Scrucialists from the album Meets the Scrucialists. I'm guessing it's supposed to be King Django Meets the Scrucialists. Came out in 2011, and the song was originally featured on the Heavy Metal soundtrack, but you're saying that it wasn't intended to be for the Heavy Metal soundtrack when it was released.
Right. The band actually wrote two other songs, Heavy Metal, subtitled Black and Silver, and Vengeance, subtitled The Pact. And the Vengeance song was actually a musical retelling of the final segment of Heavy Metal, featuring Tarna, the barbarian who rode the winged pterodactyl creature.
Mm-hmm.
But the producers of the movie liked Veteran of the Psychic Wars better, so that's the one that they asked for.
Wow. Well, it's cool. I think it fits. Works really well in that kind of desert. I remember correctly, it's like the backing to a desert.
Right. There's an archaeological dig going on where they find that metal or that green globe.
Right. Yep. Exactly. Wow. Yeah. And we were talking also, it kind of reminded me how long it's been since I've seen the animated heavy metal movie.
Which has not aged well.
Which hasn't aged well. I think we need to save it for Film Sack. Sounds like a good,
perfect,
a good Film Sack movie. Burnin' for You right before that from the Ninth Ward Marching Band, of course, out of New Orleans, released that on their Sneaking Up the Street album from 2012, and had a couple different Burnin' for You choices. Of course, the Shiny Toy Guns version, I think both of us have it as a favorite, but since I've played it on Coverville before, I wanted to have something different. And I wasn't about to play the Arnold Schwarzenegger exercise accompaniment version of Burning for You, although maybe at some point I'll have to play a clip from that.
Yeah, very short clip.
Right. Yeah, you pretty much get what it is pretty early on. L7 with their cover of This Ain't the Summer of Love. They re-released that last year on the album Fast and Frightening, but it was originally part of the soundtrack to I Know What You Did Last Summer. Makes sense. Kind of a little tie-in there. And then Godzilla at the top of that set by Fighting Gravity from the Ska cover-to-cover album from 1996. That's a great song, Godzilla.
Yeah, I still think it's a crime that neither the 90s Godzilla nor the more recent Godzilla movie had used a version of that in their soundtrack.
No kidding. Even to pay some sort of tribute to it during the movie, like they did with the Spider-Man theme, where they had the street busker playing.
Yeah. Or even just over the end of the credits, which I don't have a perfect place for it.
Yeah, exactly. Get the Wallflowers to cover it if you have to, or something like that. There you go. So that is going to end the segment, the Blue Oyster Cult cover story here. We got two more cover stories, many cover stories to feature today. But before we get to those, let me tell you about the sponsor for this episode of Coverville. That sponsor, my friends, is Amazon, Amazon.com, and the Amazon Listener Purchase of the Week. So you know Amazon as a place where you can get physical objects sent to you, right? You want an Anker battery charger for your phone? Well, you get one of those. You want a Bobax jacket? Well, you can order one of those on Amazon as well. But what about the gifts? What about the gifts you want to email? And more specifically, what about the gifts you want to email to somebody that aren't just an Amazon gift certificate? What's that?
Somebody like me?
Somebody like you. Yes, exactly.
Cool.
What if you wanted a gift certificate for something else? How about an AMC theater gift card that's delivered by email? So instead of just giving somebody a generic Amazon gift card, which is nice, I'm not going to, you know, complain about those, you could actually give them something very specific for another store. Somebody in the last week bought an Amazon AMC theater gift card and had it sent to somebody. That's a great gift idea. Other ones you can get, of course, in addition to your typical Amazon, you can get Domino's Pizza, Starbucks, the Apple App Store, anything you want, really. It looks like tons of these are available. So Netflix, you can get somebody Netflix and chill with a streaming service that isn't Amazon Prime. How about that? All of this available right there at Amazon.com. When you buy something from Amazon, please go to Coverville.com first and click the Amazon link on the right side of the page. It helps out the show, and it also doesn't cost you an extra penny to do it. That's Amazon.com and the Amazon's Got You Covered Listener Purchase of the Week. All right, well, as George reminded me while I was doing the show, coming off of Be My Baby by the Ronettes and going into Petula Clark seemed like a brilliant idea. So that's exactly what we're going to do. And we're even going to start with a song that was originally done by Petula Clark, but then popularized by another band, specifically a band called The Vogues. This one comes from the 1965 album called The New Petula Clark Album, which is a name that's only good for about a year. It is a cover, I'm sorry, it's the original version of the song You're the One, like I said, which was made famous by The Vogues. Here is Petula Clark.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love now and forever. You're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love.
Sad and lonely, there's a service I can render. Tell the one who loves you only, I can be so warm and tender. Call me, don't be afraid, you can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me. Tell me and I'll be around. If you call, I'll be right with you. You and I should be together. Take this love I long to give you. I'll be at your side forever. Call me. Don't be afraid, you can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me. Tell me and I'll be around. Now don't forget me, 'cause if you let me, I will always stay by you. You've gotta trust me, that's how it must be. There's so much that I can do.
Downtown, things will be great when you're downtown. Go find a place for sure. Downtown, everything's waiting for you. Downtown.
probably know why I'm playing this version right here. That is Emma Bunton, also known as Baby Spice, with her cover of Downtown. She included that on her 2006 album Life in Mono, cover of the song by Petula Clark. And it was just announced a couple days ago, the Spice Girls next year will be reforming for a new album and a one-off TV show. I know, right? You did that just to show people the noise I made when I read that news.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was Foley work is what that was.
It was either that or a squee.
It was probably both. So Spice Girls getting back together, including Victoria Beckham as part of it as well. So I think she was going to be one of the holdouts, as was Melanie Chisholm for getting back together. But no, looks like it's happening in 2018. And if they tour, I'm probably going to try and go. The Mike Flowers Pops right before that with their cover of Call Me. That one a little bit more in the style that the Mike Flowers Pops likes to cover in. I guess the original version more similar to what they usually cover in, but they're big cover single that people might know them for is their cover of Oasis's Wonderwall that they do in that same 60s flower power kind of style. Petula Clark, oh, that version, by the way, comes from the soundtrack to the first Austin Powers film. Petula Clark, right before that, with a couple different covers or a couple different songs. The latter of the two, Crazy, originally by Gnarls Barkley, of course, that one included on her album just a few years ago called Lost in You. And amazing how great her voice still sounds some 50 years later. Petula Clark then before that with the original version of the song that was made into a hit by the Vogues, You're the One, that one from the 1965 release, the new Petula Clark album. Got one more set of music here, and we're going to start off this last set with a cover. These are all Miley Cyrus covers because, as I mentioned, she's turning 25. Let's start this one. This is Party in the USA by the Tokyo Police Club. This is one that they posted to their SoundCloud back in 2011. Here is Tokyo Police Club.
With a dream in my cardigan. Welcome to the land of Phoenixes. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped into the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody's looking so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm kinda feeling I'm sick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio and the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song and the butterflies fly away. I'm nodding my head like yeah. I'm moving my hips like yeah. I got my hands up to play my song. I know I'm gonna be okay. Yeah. It's a party in the USA. Yeah. It's a party in the USA. Get to the club in my taxi cab. Everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that prick who's rocking kicks? He's gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely no Tokyo party. Cause all I see are stilettos. I guess I never got the memo. My time is turning and I'm kinda feeling homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. It's when the DJ dropped my favorite tune. And a Britney song was on. And a Britney song was on. And a Britney song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song. And the butterflies fly away. I'm nodding my head like yeah. I'm moving my hips like yeah. Plays my song and I feel alright. So I put my hands up to play my song and the butterflies fly away. I'm nodding my head like yeah. I'm moving my hips like yeah. I got my hands up to play my song. I know I'm gonna
somebody here might get some now. And if you ain't ready to go home, can I get a hell no? Cause we gonna go all night till we see sunlight, alright. So la-da-dee-da-dee, we like to party, dancing with Miley, doing whatever we want.
This is our house, this is our rules, and we can't stop.
Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will. got my sights set on you, and I'm ready to aim. I have a heart that will never be tamed. I knew you were something special when you spoke my name. Now I can't wait to see you again. The last time I freaked out, I just kept looking down. I stuttered when you asked me what I'm thinking about. Felt like I couldn't breathe. You asked what's wrong with me. My best friend Leslie said, oh, I'm just being mildly. The next time we hang out, I will redeem myself. My heart can't rest till then. Ooh, oh, I can't wait to see you.
Richard Cheese from his album OK Bartender from 2009, a cover of Miley's See You Again. Great version there. Somebody I don't play a whole lot. And if you know the story behind me and Richard Cheese, you'd probably be surprised I'm playing him today. But hey, the rift isn't on my side, man. I like Richard Cheese. He probably likes me too. He just doesn't know it. Before that, it's awfully confusing. Before that, you heard Wrecking Ball. That is by Rustic Overtones. I love that version. I love how cool that is. That's from their Mood Box, collected music by Rustic Overtones from 2014. You got to go check that out. So good. Wrecking Ball by Rustic Overtones. We Can't Stop by Scott Bradley and Postmodern Jukebox from 2013. And at the top of that set, Tokyo Police Club from their album 10 Covers, 10 Years, 10 Days. I can't remember the full name of that thing because it was on SoundCloud and it's not on SoundCloud anymore. So I've got to find it again. That is Party in the USA. And that, my friends, is going to bring us to the end of the show. Big thanks to Uncle George for stopping by. He already took off. He took off during the Miley Cyrus set, but it was great having him here, especially for all of his Blue Oyster Cult knowledge, trivia. Great having him here on the show. We'll have him on again very soon. But that is going to do it. If you want to get in touch with me, requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. You can also call the request line. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. Everything else you want, coverville.com. And that's going to be the place to go a week from Thursday. The week from Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, November 24th, for the 8th annual Coverville Coverthon. This year, 16 hours instead of the usual 24. It's going to be a little bit shorter just because, you know, we're getting old. And those overnight hours really weren't good for donations or our health. So we're starting at 8 o'clock in the morning. We're going to go all day long, right up until midnight, playing covers, interviewing guests, doing a live morning stream, doing a live film sack, live Pokemon Go podcast, all slathered with all Coverville all day long. So be sure to be here for that. Coverville.com is the place to go a week from Friday and help support a great cause, help support Alzheimer's research for sure. All right, we'll be back in a week for the other annual tradition right around this time, the Beatles cover story. Big episode a week from today, so stick around for that. That'll be next week, right at this time. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly, cachefly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you can hear podcasts so good, they even scare the Reaper.
Part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.